WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
We have long been hoping for a vaccine for the COVID-19 pandemic. My guest today is going to talk about some of the myths, realities, and logistics of the new coronavirus vaccines. I recently spoke with Dr. Vince Venditto, Assistant Professor of Pharmaceutical Sciences in the UK College of Pharmacy, who trained as a vaccine design specialist and is passionate about science communication, about the new coronavirus vaccine.
A lot of people are asking what's in the vaccine and how it really got approved so quickly. And I mean, the technology is really, it's really a testament to the science and public health officials pulling all this together at all levels. And the components of the vaccine are relatively simple. It's got some genetic material in there. It's got some lipids and fats that kind of hold everything together. And it's got some other salts and things. Nothing that anybody should really be concerned about. And it got approved so fast because we've been working in this area for 15 to 20 years now, trying to develop vaccines to Ebola and other SARS-1. And so, you know, it's really that runway that we had that got us to the point to get this into people's arms in under a year, which is really quite amazing.
Well, and I was really gratified to have my first vaccine a couple of weeks ago, and looking forward to that second dose. And I guess that's something that often comes up too. People ask, you know, why do they have to get two doses instead of one?
Yeah, it's a great point. The first dose, what they saw in the clinical trials was that the first dose gives you a little bit of protection, but the way that our immune systems are designed is really so that when you're exposed the second time, you have a much stronger reaction, your immune response. We generate something called immune memory, and it's that memory response that comes back much stronger after a second exposure. So that second dose of the vaccine is really what gets your immune system ramped up to be fully in place if you're ever exposed to the virus in the future.
And I guess some of the other myths that you already addressed one. Sometimes folks get a little concerned with, quote, I don't know what's in the vaccine, end quote. But you've already covered that. And I guess one of the biggest telltales to individuals who may be not sure if they want to take the vaccine or not is that certainly in my cohort of physicians, nurses, laboratory professionals, every one of us, the instant we got the call that it was our turn, we marched over and got it as soon as we could.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And I did the same. I was vaccinated last Thursday for my first dose. So, you know, I think the important thing to be aware of is, you know, this is not new technology. It's been around for a while. The components of it, the only thing that's really new is the actual mRNA sequence. But the mRNA itself is not a toxic compound. And when you put it into people, it basically is there for a short amount of time to generate those viral pieces so that the immune system can respond. And then it's destroyed. So there's no long-lasting effects.
I guess one of the things I wanted to touch base with you about is the rollout. And I know our governor has been pushing really hard to get extra doses to Kentucky and into arms. Is there anything that you wanted to mention regarding the scheduling and the timing and how we're getting the vaccine out to folks?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a heavy burden on everybody that's involved in trying to get this. I mean, you know, you think about the population of the United States, certainly the population of Kentucky as well. I mean, but you think about all of the people that need to have this vaccine in their arms, and it is a feat. And I know that the University of Kentucky is now vaccinating at Commonwealth Stadium. And really, that's what it takes. It takes the input of all different individuals at all different levels, from certainly at the federal level down to the governor's office. And then, you know, we're doing our part as a university to help roll this out as well, given the fact that we have the space to do this. You know, there are there is a timeline for each of the vaccines, and it's recommended that you get your second dose 21 days after the first for the Pfizer vaccine, 28 days after the first dose for the Moderna vaccine. And, you know, it's best to stick to that timeline because we know that's exactly how the vaccine was designed to work, with 3 and 4 weeks after the first dose. And so it's important to stick to that timeline. And the governor and everybody in the state and at the university is doing everything that they can to make sure that people are able to get that first and second dose when it's their time.
And I guess one thing that we should remind folks of is even as these vaccines are getting into our arms, we still need to practice those somewhat lower tech things of wearing a mask, of maintaining physical distancing, that's not going to be over just because we got our vaccine.
Absolutely. So what the clinical trial did that really led to this, to the vaccine being approved, was they measured whether or not people who got the vaccine were hospitalized. And what they found was that if you are vaccinated, you have a lower likelihood of being hospitalized. So that means you can still be infected, you just won't progress to the severe symptoms that we see in a lot of the patients that are getting hospitalized. And so what they did not measure was whether or not a person who is vaccinated can still transmit the virus to other people. And that's really important to continue wearing masks and physical distancing, as you indicated, just to make sure that the people around us stay safe. We don't want to be vaccinated, think we can't spread it to our grandmother, and we end up getting her infected because we thought we were protected. So it's really important for those around, to protect the people around us, that we continue wearing masks, social distance, or physical distancing, and all the things that we're currently doing.
Vince, is there anything we've not touched upon that you'd want our folks to know about before we part?
I just encourage everybody to get a vaccine. The safety profile is excellent on this vaccine. Typically, we see adverse events in the first 6 to 8 weeks, and there really were no adverse events in either of these clinical trials. In the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. So I would encourage everybody to get a vaccine and certainly speak with your healthcare provider to make sure that it is right for you.
My thanks today to Dr. Vince Venditto, Assistant Professor of Pharmaceutical Sciences in the UK College of Pharmacy, for talking with us about myths, facts, and realities about the new vaccines for the coronavirus pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.